The other two people who were really important to me at Yale were Gunter Wagner, who at the time was pioneering a field called evolutionary developmental biology. And so Gunter is an amazing thinker. He just got elected to the National Academy of Sciences, and he was broadly educated. He's originally Austrian, broadly educated in comparative anatomy and paleontology and the big ideas of evolution, but he was applying to those questions methods that were current in cell and molecular biology. And so he was marrying these, he was bridging these different size scales of investigation. And it was his work, and it was working in his lab as a sophomore, that showed me that these aren't really separate things, that there's a continuum across all of the levels of biological investigation, that you really can, it's hard because you have to learn a lot, but you really can do work across all of them.